Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Welcome to the Daily Vaughan.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nick, and this is the Daily Vaughan. We're back. I'm back. This is another show. Over the next half an hour, I'm going to teach you as much as I can in as interesting a way as I can. And we're also going to talk about the news and stuff. So remember, the best way to follow us is to use Twitter. You can also use the Vaughan radio application. Extremely good as well. So for the application, just go to your app store, not your APP store, remember. We do not say that. If you say APP to an English speaker, they will look at you blinking, confused, wondering, what is he talking about? So it's app, an app, an app, an app. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, then all you need to do is to check out the following information.
Tuiteanos, arroba I'm Nick Kit, o lo que es lo mismo, IM Nick Keite.
That is right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's do it. Let's have a look at those headlines right there. First headline for the day. What seems like good news. Iraq has declared ISIS's caliphate has fallen. They're saying that the caliphate by the so-called Islamic State has fallen. Now, this is after a huge victory for Iraqi troops, for Iraqi forces in Mosul. One of the key cities in Iraq. So they have they've retaken the Al-Nuri Mosque, the Al-Nuri Mosque. This is 3 years after Islamic State declared that they were going to create their caliphate, as they call it, on that exact same spot. Spot, by the way, can be like a place. Yeah, this spot. You know, I have found a nice spot for the picnic. Imagine, we have found a spot. It's just like a place, un lugar, un sitio. Okay, so the same spot. They're not 100% synonyms. It depends on the context. But often, you know, this is a good spot. That is a nice spot on the same spot. Okay, this spot. So first challenge of the day, ladies and gentlemen, send me your tweets with the word spot, the word spot, yes, meaning place, yeah, spot meaning place. So yeah, that is, this is certainly a big blow. a big blow for Islamic State, for ISIS. And the Iraqi forces have been key. They have been crucial in bringing this about. So they've seized the ruins of Mosul's Grand Mosque. The ruins, ruinas, yeah? Ruins. Make sure you say ooh, ruins, not ruins. A lot of people say ruins. No, it's ruins, ruins. Two syllables. And the military, the Iraqi military, has said that the reign of this extremist group in Iraq is over. He said their fictitious state has fallen. This was Brigadier General Yahya Rasool. Their fictitious state has fallen. So calling their state fictitious directly, saying that it was all a fantasy, you know, this fantasy they had, but whatever there was has fallen. 3 years to the day, so exactly 3 years, exactly on the anniversary of ISIS announcing their caliphate, on exactly the same spot, he made the announcement. So yes, remember 3 years ago, ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared the establishment of the caliphate on that same spot. Now, ISIS, they like destroying beautiful buildings. They like destroying historic buildings and monuments and artifacts. They blew up the 12th century Al-Nuri Mosque last week. This is apparently after it became apparent that American-backed Iraqi forces had begun pushing towards them. So this was kind of a defense mechanism. Iraqi forces were moving in to attack them, so they sort of self-sabotaged a little bit and they destructed the mosque a little bit. Now the black flag had flown from the top since June 2014, so it's been there that whole time. And they managed to capture one third of Iraq. At one point, remember, I mean, we forget this. ISIS had 33.3%. They had one third of Iraq under control at one point. So now they don't, obviously, but for a period of time they did, which is quite a scary thought, quite a worrying thought. So yes, they need to. The site needs to be cleared of explosives. There are believed to be lots of traps. If you ever hear the term booby trap, B-O-O-B-Y, a booby trap is just a type of trap, you know, like a hidden bomb or something that you step on and fall in, a booby trap. So yes, there are believed to be booby traps all over the place. So, good news, big defeat for ISIS in Iraq. Looks like a step towards getting rid of them, hopefully. Right, let's before I continue, let's have a look at some of the tweets from the last couple of days. Saeed has said, "The nurse is always ready to start her shift at 9. Very nice. Saeed, I listen to the podcast when I can't listen to the show live, but I don't miss any episodes." Thank you, Saeed. Very loyal fan. Thank you, sir. Juan Ramon, another common presence on Twitter. "We also deepen our knowledge of biology." Very nice. To deepen, from yesterday, to deepen. Fran Javier, "I'm deepening in my thoughts, and I have come to the conclusion that the more stupid a politician is, the more votes he gets. I wonder what the heck is going on." Very nice, Fran. The more stupid a politician, the more votes they get. Belen, "It's time to deepen our relationship." Very nice. Good, good, good. Juan, "The organization can begin to branch out into other areas of service offering." Yes, so branch out is to expand, to broaden your horizons. Yeah, to diversify, to branch out. So it's one we saw the other day. Belen, "We need to branch out our business to North Africa." Exactly. Great example. Your business needs to expand, go somewhere new. For example, a new geographical location, Let's go to Africa. Let's branch out to North Africa. Fran, when Facebook will start branching out, I'll be the main Facebook star. So when Facebook starts branching out, Fran, not will start, but when it starts branching out. Saeed, the economic crisis has deepened at least since 2008. Very good indeed. Saeed again. The company started as a bookstore, but it branched out selling CDs and other items. Exactly. It's diversified to branch out. So good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's get back to the news. Let's get back to the stories. Germany's Bundestag has passed a bill on same-sex marriage. They have passed a bill. They are making this law. They're making it legal. So homosexual companies, homosexual couples in Germany will now be able to marry. They will now be able to get married and to adopt children. This is under a new law that has been passed by Parliament. Now, this is bringing Germany into line with several other European countries. Now, to bring something into line, okay, to bring someone into line, this means that you put them in the position where they're doing the same as other people. So I want to bring him into line with what we're doing. I want to have him doing the same as we're doing. Bring him into line. So other European countries are doing this. And Germany is being brought into line. They're going to be doing the same as the other countries. Now, the bill was very successful. So the bill is what they vote on in Parliament. They vote on a bill, and then the bill, if successful, becomes law. It becomes law. So the bill was very successful. It was passed by 393 votes to 226, only 4 abstentions. Merkel herself voted against the bill, but her comments helped it actually happen. So that was very interesting. Now, I don't know the full story to that. So she voted against it, but she was kind of instrumental in making it happen. So she explained that her no vote. She said that she understood the definition of marriage in the German constitution as solely referring to unions between men and women. She said, however, that she hoped the vote to approve gay marriage would lead to more social peace. So, you know, she's quite a conservative Christian, but she's also pragmatic. On religious grounds, she doesn't necessarily agree with it, but she wants peace. She's a big advocate of peace. If you are an advocate of something, then you advocate it. So listen to the difference between the noun and the verb, yeah? I am an advocate of blah, blah, blah. But I advocate blah, blah, blah. Advocate, advocate. Very subtle difference, almost the same, but they are different. Like, he is an advocate, advocate. Noun, advocate. Verb, advocate, advocate. So yes, very interesting indeed. Let's move on, though. Let's move on. Paris. There has been an incident, nearly a worse incident. A man tried to ram a car into a crowd of Muslim worshippers. So ram, R-A-M. To ram is to hit something into another thing with force. So if you ram into someone, yourself, you run into them with your shoulder or your elbow. And if you ram into someone with a car, you hit them with your car. Okay, so to ram, R-A-M. Send me your tweets with to ram if you haven't sent anything yet, ladies and gentlemen. Now, luckily, no one was injured in the incident. The man has been arrested. This was a suburb in Paris. He was trying to hit people outside the mosque. This was in the Créteil neighborhood in the southeast of Paris. The vehicle hit barriers that were in place to protect worshippers and pedestrians. The police have said that he repeatedly tried to go through the barriers, but he couldn't get through. The driver is apparently of Armenian origin. He said he wanted to avenge the Bataclan and Champs-Élysées attacks. Apparently, he was not drunk or on drugs at the time. This could have been a much more serious attack. Luckily, no one was injured. Moving on, Merkel, Angela Merkel. She said that the Hamburg G20 is going to focus on the Paris climate deal. So the next G20 summit in Hamburg is going to focus heavily on the Paris climate deal, going directly against Mr. Trump. These two are sort of battling each other in the international arena at the moment. She said that this is a top of her agenda for the summit. Now, this may be, she said the topic is going to be difficult after Donald Trump's decision. However, it's still a main, well, one of the priorities for Europe. She said that she was backed by other European leaders, and that they were going to speak with one voice in Hamburg. So it's going to be an interesting G20 meeting this time. And moving on, the US of A, in a huge arms deal. The US is planning to sell $1.42 billion of weapons, of arms, to Taiwan. So this would obviously anger China quite a lot. There's sovereignty disputes regarding Taiwan and China. China believing it's part of mainland China, Taiwan believing they're independent. So the US State Department spokeswoman called Heather Nauert, she told reporters that the administration had told Congress of the 7 proposed sales, and that the value was about $1.42 billion. The US wants to support Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. Saying also that there was no change to America's One China policy, which recognizes Beijing as the center of power. But this is still going to annoy Beijing. It's going to annoy the central government, the Chinese government. This and other things. I mean, Trump gave an early call. He made an early call to Taiwan when he became president. I think it was before he became president, actually, wasn't it? Trump is doing quite a lot to annoy China. And this is the latest in a long line of things that could potentially sour their relationship, to sour relations between the two nations. Yes, it could sour relations between the two nations. Right, so big arms deal there. But that is all for the headlines today. So let's move on and look at something else.
Supongo que se acordarán los oyentes de nuestra última charla que tuvimos aquí.
Seguro que se acuerda todo el mundo.
Pues estuvimos hablando de los campamentos y ahora toca hablar en lo importante.
Sí, en lo que va a durar el resto del año, el curso escolar.
Hablamos del Club Junior, que comenzaremos pues cuando comienza el curso escolar.
El 11 de septiembre.
El 11 de septiembre vuelven los atascos.
Pues vuelven los atascos, vuelve el inglés.
Y vuelve el inglés, qué bonito eslogan. Bueno, entonces, para que le quede claro a los papás, ¿qué es el Club Junior?
Es el club donde los niños vienen a aprender inglés. ¡Aprender inglés! A coger agilidad hablando. Entonces, vemos la gramática y el vocabulario constantemente. Lo que pasa es que está disfrazada de tal forma que a muchos niños les da la impresión de que han estado simplemente jugando. Tenemos a niños desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Vienen año tras año tras año y desde los 4 a los 9 los agrupamos según su edad, sus edades, porque prima más lo que les interesa, sus habilidades, sus capacidades cognitivas y a la vez pues el tipo de actividades que les gusta hacer. Entonces, los dividimos por edad. Luego, a partir de los 10...
¿Por edad y por nivel?
Suele ir a la par, sí. La edad y el nivel. Tenemos niños aquí, hijos de empleados, que son bilingües y a lo mejor pues tienen un nivel muchísimo más alto que puede tenerlo un niño de 15.
Hay que decir que los chavales son muy majetes, ¿eh? Sí, los chavales de todos. Nuestros compis, y ayudan a los
claro,
demás.
Claro, tiran de los otros, sí. Prefieren estar con niños de su edad, aunque su nivel de inglés sea mucho más alto, que con niños más mayores. Luego, cuando cumple los 10, entre 10 y 17 años, sí que los agrupamos según su nivel de inglés. Cuanto a capacidades, están claro. Más igualados.
Repetimos el teléfono, 91-133-5832, se informan ahí.
Todo se encuentra en la web.
Todo se encuentra en la web, exactamente. Entran en grupobaugan.com y ahí tienen más información y todo lo que necesitan. Technology.
All right, guys, welcome back. Now, if you were listening to the first half, you will probably remember how to say amargar. What was the verb I used? Amargar las relaciones. To the relations. What was the verb, guys? Let me know on Twitter. Yes. Well, let's look at some technology news here, shall we? Let's have a look at what's going on in the world of technology. It seems that British teenagers are among the world's most extreme internet users. This is according to a report that has just come out. So this is a think tank, one of these so-called think tanks. Think tank is where great minds get together to think about an issue and brainstorm and debate. They've warned that heavy internet use can have damaging consequences, but they say that educating teenagers is more effective than limiting access. So apparently more than one in three British 15-year-olds are extreme internet users. This is defined as spending at least 6 hours a day online. Now, this is more than people in all the other 34 OECD countries, apart from Chile. Chile is above... Well, sorry, we don't say Chile. I've been in Spain too long. Chile. We say Chile. So Chile is... is only the only one in those OECD countries above Britain. Now, this is the Education Policy Institute think tank. About 37.3% of 15-year-olds in the UK are extreme internet users. So more than 6 hours a day. Wow, that is incredible. A lot of time. So, it seems that Britain might have a problem with their internet use. Also, interestingly, one in three UK children have experienced cyber bullying. 34% say they have experienced bullying online. Cyber bullying. So, it seems that there might be a problem with this in the UK. Right, but that's all for technology news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on to science news.
Science.
Yep, what's going on in the world of science? Well, apparently, pesticides are damaging the survival of bee colonies. The world's largest ever experiment, trial into the effects of pesticides on bees, has shown that insecticides, yeah, you've got pesticides and insecticides, yeah, for controlling pests and insects. Apparently these very commonly used insecticides harm honeybees and wild bees, which is contributing to a decrease in their numbers. This is the world's largest ever trial in the field that has been done into this. So this was based mainly on farms. And this is a couple of studies here, or it's like a few studies in one. And they're saying that contamination causes a toxic cocktail effect with multiple pesticides. So obviously there are a lot of campaigns to protect bees and wasps at the moment. Very important for the ecosystem, for the environment. Now it's funny. People get more emotional about polar bears, or let's be honest, cute animals. If an animal is cute, by the way, C-U-T-E, is like mono. Qué majo, qué mono. An animal, you say, is cute. This is when you see an animal, you say, oh. Okay, so if an animal is cute, people are more sympathetic to it. You know, they're a very important insect for the ecosystem, but people don't get so emotional about insects because you can't hug them, you can't cuddle them, and they're often ugly, something you don't want to be close to. But when a polar bear is endangered or a tiger, they're cuter, even though they would kill you if you were near them. They're cuter. So wasps, bees, lots of scientists are extremely concerned, saying it's a catastrophe if these animals disappear. But the general public is less enthusiastic about conserving them because they're kind of insects. But they are very important for the ecosystem, and this study is saying that the insecticides, the pesticides situation needs to change. All right, that's all for science news, ladies and gentlemen. Just about got some time, so let's move on. Let's see what today is.
Today is...
Okay, so today is Drive Your Corvette to Work Day. If you have a Corvette, drive it to work. I do not have a Corvette. I don't have a car, full stop. If you say full stop, it's like, y punto, like I don't have one. So no Corvette, no driving to work for me today. Notice that we say to drive to work. Yeah, voy al trabajo en coche. We don't really say I go to work by car. You can, but no one does, okay? You can't say I go to work in car. Wrong. Or I go to work driving. No. The most common way, by far, por mucho, con mucha diferencia, is to drive to work. I drive to work. I go to work walking. No, I walk to work. Yeah? So do you drive to work or do you walk to work? No. Do you drive to work or do you walk to work? I get the metro. I go to work on the metro, so I need it. But in the past, I used to walk to work. Today is also Social Media Day. Does social media need its own day? I think every day is Social Media Day. Well, either way, happy Social Media Day, guys. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all of those things. It's also Meteor Day. Meteor, meteor, you know, is the rock in the sky. And National Organization for Women Day. Well, happy day for all of those things. Guys, I've run out of time. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back on Monday at 1:30 for more Daily Vaughan. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend and keep studying.